Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have the Consumers Electronics Show going on right now. Pretty exciting time. I think it is still doing very well, considering there were a lot of pullouts because of Omicron and COVID, and, you know, in terms of flights and people being able to make their flights. But we are in full swing. I guess today is day two. A lot of the tech companies are showing off some of their really, really cool stuff. I did not do a media pass. The problem is, I didn't take any time off during the holidays or during my surgery because I do have a couple conferences coming up, and so I want to give you guys as many live shows as possible. So I didn't take off. I want to go 1 year to CES because I want to give you guys hands-on, you know, or some more up close. We only kind of get what the reporters think is exciting to them. But what's exciting to me is a little different than, you know, like chess. It's all about chess. I don't know why it's all about chess right now. Everybody's talking about this new chess up thing where you get to, I guess, play like a chess master. I'm done with chess. Chess, I kind of got bored with really quickly. I did the whole tournament thing, and my father taught me chess, and I played tournaments when I was younger. And I don't like it. I don't like sitting. If I'm going to be doing a sport, I like to be more active. You know, I don't want to sit and let the blood pool. I want to exercise and stuff. I don't like that sort of competition. I like to compete, but I don't like the one-on-one and ticking somebody off and then them doing these passive aggressive. I don't know. Chess to me wasn't fun. Yeah, I told you what I used to do, and I used to really tick off the player right out the gate. But most players, they really rely on their queen. They need their queen. And so I would get rid of the queen. I get rid of mine. I would. I don't think that's called the Queen's Gambit. I don't even know what the Queen's Gambit means. The show was good, by the way, the Queen's Gambit show. But what I do is once you get the pawns out of the way, I swap my queen for theirs. I just get the queen out of there because I know how to play without my queen. Many other players that don't, and so much of the strategy relies on their queen. So get rid of it. Get rid of it. Let them stumble. Let them get upset. My kids used to hate me doing that to them, but they had to learn how to win without a queen. And, I won. I felt like I did good. I didn't make money on it because you weren't supposed to when you were kids. You just did kid tournaments and things like that. And I never went that far. And I don't think I ever would have been that good. I just didn't like it enough. So I know everybody's talking about this new chess. I think it's like an AI chess board where it's called Chess Up. It guides players to the right move by lighting up squares that represent good, acceptable, or poor choices for moves depending on what piece they touch. So it basically, to me, takes away the fun out of it. I mean, you need to learn, you need to learn how to mess up in chess the old-fashioned way, not the Simon Says, or you get that, what's that where you get, was it Simon where you got the green light, the blue light, the red light, I don't know, that game. So I think that kind of takes the fun out of it. But again, if that's what we're trying to do, if we're trying to make everybody masters in chess and we're trying to teach everybody how to, it's a cool gadget. It's just, that's just not anything that would be for me. You know, I'm really frustrated with kids these days on how gadgety things are. I never had in my car a back camera with yellow lines and red lines. Have you guys seen in these new cars where when you back up, you could view behind your car And you, now, I think that's fantastic from a safety standpoint. I still forget I have that in my car. You know, I always kind of look around. I turn my neck around. I look around. And I remember I was trying to park, and my kids were with me, and I said, hey, am I clear on that side? And my son's like, just look at the camera. My son's not looking to the left or right. He's looking straight ahead at a camera. I go, why are you trusting a camera? What if a big snowflake falls on it? We're in Vegas, Mom. You know what I'm talking about. Turn your butt around and look. But it's all about tech. I don't think my kids know how to park without using it. Now, not all our cars had it, but I think my husband trained them in the car that had it. I was like, no, you need to learn how to do it by turning your head around. Please do not learn how to play chess with something lighting up and telling you which piece is the right one. So anyway, Wired is a good source of what's going on with CES. They are covering the show remotely this year, they say. They are going to have live streams. They're going to be showing all the coolest stuff. VR is big. You know, I have an Oculus Quest 2. That's my headset. They have boxing. They have Fit XR. It's a good workout. They have, I like the Beat Saber. They also have Racket. And I like some of the VR headsets and stuff like that. You know, it's interesting. With my surgery, they don't want me back in the gym. They don't want me overworking. But I've been able to still exercise with my Oculus. And so I love my Oculus. They say there's a new company called Ape Man. There's an action camera for cyclists. I guess it provides a cyclist a clear view of what's behind them so they don't have to turn around. Easy mount. So again, cyclists now can have, there's also an automated taillight, an anti-collision laser bike lane. That's interesting. So there's a new gaming monitor. I guess it's called the Organic LE. It's called the OLED gaming monitor. It's supposed to be bigger, has better processing. Nokia has another flip phone. These are phones that I guess people like that flip where you open it up. Because I think people want to know that their phone is off and they don't want the butt dials. But I guess when you open it up, it's still like a smartphone. It's a smartphone flip. So apparently there's four of them that I guess are now on the market that they're talking about. Dual cam doorbells, things like that. So interesting, cool things out there. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the IRS needs money. They don't like the fact that they're not getting all the tax money they feel they deserve. We have known for years that half the country isn't paying taxes. People come to our country, they live here, they find ways out of their taxes, and it's not just the wealthy, it's people find ways to get out of paying taxes all the time. They get cash tips, they don't report things, just a whole bunch of, you know, a bunch of stuff happens. And so the IRS is realizing that in order for them to pay, or the government is realizing, in order for them to pay Build Back Better and do all the spending that they want to spend and do what they want to do, they need money coming in. And they can't even think about wiping out college debt or giving people freebies if they don't have money coming in. So they're going to tighten the squeeze. And so the first squeeze was, okay, all rich people have to pay more. Well, you see what happens in local districts, people leaving. In Detroit, a lot of the upper-income people left during the Great Recession. Detroit ends up going bankrupt because they don't have enough tax dollars coming in. New York, people fleeing, saying, we'll go down to Florida. So, you know, wealthy people, they know how to shift their money. And they don't want to spend any more money than they have to if they're already paying a lot in taxes, which is why I am a huge fan of the flat tax, where it's a percentage based on what you make. This way, if you're wealthy, you know, you're paying the same percentage, but it obviously is more money because you make more. Yet if you're poor, and of course it would be cut off, you wouldn't, if you're only making $100, obviously you wouldn't, you know, be paying that. But let's say it's a 9% flat tax. I think that's something that Herman Cain had suggested, may rest in peace. Somebody making $100 would pay $9. Right? Somebody making $100,000 would pay $9,000 in taxes. So I, or no, not, yeah, 9%. So, okay, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 100,000, 9,000, 100,000, 9,000, yeah. So it's a flat tax. It's just the more you make, the more you pay. But it's still even. It's still consistent. It's not, you know, we're going to squeeze you more. You could pay more. You could pay more. Let's add this. Let's add this. We don't have this very complicated tax code then, where, you know what, you could get a deduction for this, but if you did this, we'll do this, and we'll give you this tax credit, and we'll do, I mean, it is, it's ridiculous, and the amount of money you and I are spending on IRS agents, we shouldn't be having a multi-billion dollar payroll for people trying to collect taxes. It should be very simple. I don't understand why this has to, but no, apparently tax codes and deductions and this, people feel it's a system that needs to be done. And I think the simplest thing to do is flat tax. It's easy. You could tell who's paying. You could tell who's not. It's simple. Can people still evade taxes if they collect tips and they collect cash? They can. But at least we don't have this insinuation that somebody who's a multimillionaire is using tax, protections and covering their assets and umbrellas and all sorts of other things and offshore accounts. I just think there's ways to simplify and get the money that you need. But no, in government they like to micromanage. So here we are now with Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. They have to now report transactions totaling more than $600 to the IRS. Why? Because Biden wants to ramp up the financial enforcement and show that the government is on it. It's not going to be practical. Every transaction over $600. See, where this comes from is, you know, once you give everybody a boundary or a range, they work under it. How many times have we heard, you know what, if it's under $500 or if it's under $600, it doesn't get reported. And so people blow it off. So like, all right, if I can give you $500 in cash, it doesn't get reported, I'm not violating any laws. Just like what we saw in terms of San Francisco and misdemeanors. If you steal under $950, it's not going to be a felony. So you have people stealing under $1,000 worth of merchandise. Trust me, if you give people a finger, they take the hand. They're going to do it. So now we have this system such that all these companies have to up their staff, up their work, in order to report to the government or they get in trouble. Well, that's going to turn around and cause cost to us. So this new reporting requirement is supposed to ensure that small businesses will receive payments, that receive payments through those apps, are paying their fair share in taxes on them. So beginning a few days ago, third-party payment processors had to report such transactions. Businesses were always required to self-report such incomes to the IRS, but many did not because nobody kept track of smaller transactions. Payment apps were previously required to send users 1099 forms if their gross income exceeded 20 grand or they had more than 200 transactions per year. The due tax law was a part of the March 2021 American Rescue Plan. It passed with no Republican votes, all Democrat. And so, listen, I want people to pay their fair share. You know, I mean, yes, that's, you know, pay taxes. But the problem is who are you putting the burden of work on? You are, you know, people, where we're at, and this is why it is confusing and why the flat tax isn't the easiest answer, is people are now not just getting income from one employer. We are diversifying our income base. I sell books on Amazon. I don't sell a lot of them, but my books sell on Amazon. A couple of the books I have a co-author on. When Amazon sells my book, I Venmo him the cut of what Amazon gives us. We just split. Amazon gives us a few dollars. Amazon takes a huge cut. And then I show him, and then I give him his half. And I do it on Venmo. So then he is getting that income, and then he reports. Me, Amazon, is reporting my income. So I pay that, and our accountant knows that any money I make on the books, I report. So if everybody's honest, it works. But you have other people that are like, well, look, you know, I just got this tip, or I did this, they gave me cash, I was able to stick it in my bra. Nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about it. You know, why do I have to give the government that extra money? And so, you know, I don't know how the government's going to handle that, but people getting cash, those are the ones that can evade a lot. You know, the Venmo, yeah, people are passing money to each other all the time. I see it. But the problem is if you look, it's really interesting. I like to be private on this app, but when you log on to the Venmo app, I could see all my friends, and somebody paid $20 for dinner. Somebody paid $5 for gas. People are giving each other money. It's all exchange money. Nobody's giving anybody cash anymore. And so I hope that's not going to be considered income. You might need to keep an eye on that, because if you go out with your friends and you like to be the one where you put it on your credit card because you get the miles, you know, but then you're giving, you know, and so you're, let's say, the other person that always gets the cash because back, I don't know what the answer is. Oh, no, yeah. So you use your credit card so you get the miles, and then you ask everybody else to pay you cash. Well, that's income. You're going to have to pay taxes on that. So these are things that I think people need to kind of be aware. They say the new rule is only for goods and services transaction, not personal, such as paying a roommate for rent or reimbursing. But how does that get delineated? Now, I think on Venmo you could say it's not personal, but then somebody is going to say, well, wait a second, how do we know it's not personal or not? So the cash apps are going to be required to send a 1099 form to the businesses with electronic transactions greater than $600. And so that's going to be for the new tax year. So, you know, will it help? Will they, you know, bring in a few billion on this? They might. But I think it's a lot of work. I think it's a lot of it's a lot of tediousness. I think it's now going to add extra work to these companies. And my guess is they're going to pass on extra charges. And I think there are probably better ways to make sure you are getting tax dollars. You know, one is, you know, see who's hiring illegals. And if they're not putting it through the government and then, you know, having part of their salaries and the FICA and those taxes, I mean, maybe oversee what's happening with people hiring, you know, those who are undocumented. Maybe look at those that are, you know, claiming, you know, they can't work and they're using unemployment benefits when they could actually work and help pay taxes. You know, there's a lot of ways to get tax revenue rather than going through PayPal. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current 7-day daily average of cases is about 491,700 cases per day, an increase of about 98%.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky during a White House COVID-19 press conference on Wednesday. Walensky making another big pitch for booster shots. This as people vaccinated and with booster shots are testing positive for coronavirus as well. Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger says his department is absolutely better prepared to defend the Capitol than it was during the attack on January 6th, the chief outlining numerous changes to security during a Senate hearing that include a boost in manpower, intelligence gathering, training, and equipment. Manger adding, preparation matters. You're listening to USA Radio News. Fire officials in Philadelphia say they're dealing with one of the worst fires in the city's history. At least 13 people, including 7 children, died when a blaze ripped through a row home that was converted into apartments. After Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter Sunday for repeated violations of the site's policy on posting COVID-19 information, according to Twitter, more Republicans are making the switch to smaller social media sites that they believe won't censor them. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the latest to make the move after leaving YouTube Monday. He explained why on Fox and Friends.
Everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Well, do something about it. Let's quit. So I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bye, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Daniel, our producer. So 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs in November. Wow. I didn't realize money was so good. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 4.5 million people, or 3%, quit right now. They were most likely to quit their jobs in the hospitality industry. That has the highest quit rates by about 6.1% in November, as well as those in healthcare. Transportation, warehousing, and utilities also increased. Workers are continuing to quit their jobs at a historic rate. The low-wage sectors directly impacted by the pandemic continued to be the source of much of the elevated quitting, according to Nick Bunker, director of research at the Indeed Hiring Lab. So, is this going to persist? People are quitting. I told you guys I went to the movies the other day. This was, I think, last week. I went to see, was it Spider-Man? It's a fantastic movie, by the way. I thought Spider-Man was well done. But when we went to the bathroom, first, I had a question on my ticket because I wanted points. There was nobody at the counter. Then, I went to the customer service because, you know, I wanted to add to my Regal points or whatever. Again, nobody was there. Went to the bathroom. Bathroom was a mess. There was paper and stuff. But you know, who's leaving the bathroom a mess? Honestly, people are pigs. Women's rooms are just as messy as men's rooms. But there's, like, nobody working there, with the exception of one person to see if there were tickets. And maybe a couple people at the counter for the drinks. There's not a lot of staff. But, you know, I'm looking at the bathroom, and I'm like, no wonder people aren't working. Who would want to work in this? Who would want to do this? You know, me, I needed to support myself, and I did whatever I had to do in terms of, you know, when I worked at Jack in the Box, if they needed me to clean the bathroom, I cleaned the bathroom. They needed me to cook, fine. They needed me to stay late, stayed late. I worked 3 part-time jobs throughout school. I even waited tables in medical school, you know, wanted to help out my family. I did what I did, worked, and I liked my job because I got paid. But in order for me to eat, in order for me to pay my rent, it wasn't whether I liked the job or not. I loved the job because it paid me. We have a much different attitude towards jobs now, and a lot of people are like, I don't have to do this job. I can hold out. I can get more money. And you might as well, I mean, hey, you could get more money, power to you. But, you know, eventually somebody's not going to want those quote-unquote dirty jobs. We spoke about how Prince Harry said we should commend people for quitting their jobs if they're not happy. Well, yes and no. True, mental health is important. It doesn't make any sense for you to be working at a job that you hate. Look at how somebody just stabbed a coworker. I mean, that mental illness is rampant. You know, don't be anywhere you don't want to be. But on the flip side, there is no job where 100% of your day is perfect. Otherwise, nobody would be, you know, draining rectal abscesses or, you know, doing pap smears or cleaning a bathroom or, you know, trying to stop an assailant from raping somebody. I mean, these are not easy jobs. And so for those people who say, look, I got money or I could still get unemployment and I could still be fine. Yeah, they're quitting their job. What made people work? Well, they wouldn't be fine. They had to eat. And so on one end, we don't want people to feel like they're going to starve. But on the other end, if there's always that basket or that safety net, is anybody going to want to go back to work? Well, Macy's now is going to be closing a bunch of stores. They say days into the new year, the department store chain has confirmed that there's going to be a new round of store closures. They also run Bloomingdale's and Blue Mercury. There's at least 6 Macy's and a Bloomingdale's outlet store that's going to shutter this next round. And they have a 3-year plan to close about 1/5 of their stores or about 125 locations. So even those that have workers and people who love their job, now they're going to be out of a job. And we knew that Macy's and a lot of big, I don't want to call them box stores because they're not box stores, but big department stores were having issues. And I've been to a Macy's. I had gotten a gift card. So I went in because I had a gift card. Yay. And my kid needed to get something. And I'm like, well, let's take a look. And I got to admit, Macy's has some real nice clothes. They have some real nice products. But it's also very expensive. I mean, the Macy's prices are high. And I noticed, you saw a lot of people looking around, but not a lot of people shopping. And you know, I think these stores are starting to kind of fall under this, you know, where they have to keep their price points. If they have a customer come in, they got to take advantage of it. And they got to hopefully get them to pay and get some profit out of it and squeeze some extra dollars. But I'm also seeing a lot of hesitancy on people walking into a Macy's. They're like, you know what, I could just go online. And then I could price shop and compare and see what the prices are. I've never gotten any bad products from Macy's. Macy's has always been very solid. And good value overall. But if prices are going up, and if people aren't walking into the store, not a lot of sense for them to have these big, huge real estate, you know, money pits. So the Macy's stores and the newest closing round are expected to close in the company's first financial quarter of 2022. Bloomingdale's closure is going to happen at the end of 2021. Or the last quarter of 2021, which ends, I guess, January 29th. And so, you know, as we see many, and, you know, Macy's is one of those big stores that are, you know, supposed to be, you know, were thought too big to fail. And it won't fail. Macy's will still be strong. But, you know, Macy's was that kind of iconic store where if you need anything, they got it. They got, you know, kitchen stuff. They got men's. They got kids. They got toys. They got, you know, the clothes, the purses, the jewelry, the makeup, the, you know, this one-stop shop. But the one-stop shopping, you know, it's changing. And COVID has taught us that we could do things online. And we don't have to go into a changing room and be worried that there might be a camera. You know, or we don't have to worry about a mall shooting, or we don't, you know, people like the idea of shopping from the comfort of their home. Well, at some point, then, you don't need to be spending that money on real estate. Starbucks, on the other hand, they need the real estate. You need to go in and get a Starbucks. Okay? You know, you can't just, you know, Starbucks, I don't know if they have a active delivery component or not. And that's kind of hard because it's hot coffee. But Starbucks is starting to be taken over by unions. And workers at the first U.S. unionized Starbucks in Buffalo have already walked off the job. This happened earlier today. So the store is closed. Workers at the Elmwood location in Buffalo says, "We do not feel safe in our store." Workers United, the union which represents the location, says, "We were not given the staffing or resources to do our job safely due to health concerns and surging COVID cases. We're upset it came to this, but we deserve to be safe at work. Many partners are out with COVID or self-isolating, showing just how at-risk frontline partners are." So six workers walked off the floor. The union and Starbucks confirmed. Three others remained. And the remaining workers are fearful that they would be fired or they can't pay their rent. So it's the first, I think, of the Starbucks strikes, and there's six people standing out there striking, and they think it's because of unsafe conditions. And this is something we've spoken about where employers are caught between a rock and a hard place. No workspace is safe because there's COVID everywhere. You could have a jerk coworker like this one where somebody stabbed, I forget which city it was in. I mean, your coworkers aren't safe. You could have somebody walk in that, you know, I mean, the safe work environments, I mean, if you have a safe work environment, to me, oh, this was a New Jersey ShopRite employee that repeatedly stabbed a coworker she hated in the store deli. I mean, what the heck? I mean, you know, no workplace is safe. You want safe, have armed guards there that could, the minute anybody act up, you know, be there. But trying to mandate masks and say, "Wait, were you vaccinated before you come in?" You know, so, but, you know, if they say, "Look, you know, we don't have enough staff." No, there's no staff everywhere. If a boss could handle that, they would have. So we'll see what happens with that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we progress and we start to address privileges and how some people are benefiting from, you know, having better hair than I do, right? There is a privilege that has been continually coming up. We've spoken about it on our show. We see it in the workplace. We see advantages. People have had these advantages since, what, maybe Cleopatra times? I don't know, biblical times. And it is the pretty privilege, where there are people who benefit from being pretty. Now, I went through school never being pretty. Now, my family would say, oh, you're pretty. And I'm like, yeah, you're saying that. But I know I wasn't, because I wasn't popular. I went to 12 schools. I would always be with the class clowns. I saw what the pretty girls look like. I know I didn't look like them. And I saw pictures of me growing up. Not to mention my family really kind of, you know, had my hair cut short and made me look like a boy because they were probably worried about assault and things that happened in my family before. So trust me, when the boobs came, they had those covered up. I mean, I was not going to have the flowing locks, and I was just very plain Jane, just no makeup, no, they were really, really strict, didn't want me to shave my legs, so I had to wear pants all the time to school, and it was, beauty was something that was never cherished or encouraged or nurtured, and so I never had pretty privilege, okay? I move out, start to dye my hair blonde, let my hair grow out a little bit, start to wear some clothes that allowed people to see that I had some curves, but I was still really, really conservative with my dress, you know, turtlenecks and long skirts. And I noticed that I'd get some free pizza. I would get, you want to look off my homework? You want to look off my test? Really? I could do that? I started to notice I got a couple little perks, but I was like, no, it's not because I'm pretty. It's because these people want sex and they're desperate. And so I never really had that confidence in me. So I never took advantage of pretty privilege. You know, until one time I dressed really well, wanted to get into a club, didn't have an ID. I was underage, and I decided to flirt a little bit, and I got in, and I was like, oh, wait a second here. Right, maybe I got what he likes. So I was able to get into the club, right, without my ID because I didn't have fake ID. I was afraid to. I didn't want to, like, oh my gosh, I get arrested or something. So I really never took advantage of that. Apparently, it's all over social media now on people bragging about their pretty privilege and what they've gotten. We're talking like $100 Uber visits to San Diego. Somebody writes here, Angela Fagbemi. She says she got drinks, a beach sunset tour, and a $100 Uber on a visit to San Diego. Well, that's kind of nice because she was pretty. I have a problem with that, though, by the way. I really have a problem with women using their attractiveness to get free stuff. And I have a problem with women can join the gym for free. I think that's discriminatory. Men and women, right? All of us are created equal. Why are you giving women free, you know, access to a gym and men not? That's not cool. That's not fair. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of people getting perks. I think things should be, you know, if you deserve it, you know, if you say, look, you know, I'm going to show you how to save money. You're pouring your drinks wrong. All right. You know, you're losing a lot of, your profit margin. So I would make the drinks this way. You still save the flavor. You still get good alcohol. You know what? You just saved us some money. Let me give you a free drink. That I agree with. You know, you could barter and things like that. But just because you smile and go, hi, I'm cute. No, I don't think that's cool at all. So there's a thing called pretty privilege. And it is where people apparently can take advantage because they are better looking. In fact, they get even higher, salaries. So according to myimperfectlife.com, pretty privilege works on the principle that people who are deemed more attractive based on societal beauty standards have an upper hand in the world and are afforded many opportunities that regular folks like us don't have. So pretty privilege is something we're not all aware of, but somebody's good looking, they get to get into the club first, or they get to get the promotion, or they get to get and be invited to that dinner with all the suits and you don't. But it is lumped in with the sexism, racism, ageism that employers are supposed to be guarding against. And this bias is called lookism. It's defined as a prejudice or discrimination on the grounds of a person's appearance. It could be in dating, social environments, workplace, and we all do it. You know, I mean, you know, Corey's like, do you want to go to a movie? And I go, who's in the movie? And he says, Michael Fassbender. I'm like, ooh, okay. Well, because Michael Fassbender is good looking. Okay, that's a bias. I like to look at Michael Fassbender. I like to look at Viggo Mortensen. I like to look at Denzel Washington. I like to look at Michael Jordan. I mean, I will pick a movie if the person's good looking and I get to watch him. So we have these biases in the marketing world. If you have a sales rep and that sales rep is attractive, then that sales rep is going to garner more attention. And so if they can hold your attention longer than a few seconds, they could possibly make the sale. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being good looking. There's nothing wrong with using certain attributes and strengths to get a job done. Somebody like me, that I'm not really good at makeup and not good at how to put on makeup, should not teach a person how to put on makeup. But somebody who is a spokesmodel and knows how to do makeup well and is fantastic at putting on makeup and is gorgeous with makeup would be a good person to teach and sell makeup. So it does make sense. If a company hires somebody who is attractive, I don't fault them for it. I mean, sex sells. Attraction works. You know, people like beauty. And some of these employers have found that people who are good looking have that confidence. You know, when you have somebody timid going, no, you know, just keep, I don't want to talk to people, I don't want whatever, but somebody attractive going, yes, I'll talk to them, yeah, let me get out there, let me, you know, by the way, you know, beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. I've seen some people who were unattractive, and then all of a sudden they just become attractive to you. And it's just because of their demeanor, it's because of their confidence. You know, people go, oh, yeah, that person's good looking. I'm like, no. But then when you see their demeanor, and then it's like, oh, okay, I could see why people find them attractive. What I don't accept is somebody making more money than others. There was a study. Let me see what percentage. I'm trying to figure out what this was. There was a study where people were, I forget how much more on average good-looking people made in a job versus non-good-looking people. And that, to me, isn't cool. That's where I think we're starting to go the other way. But there is a tendency towards employers to hire slimmer people. They think if somebody's overweight, they're lazy. Well, some of my best staff, best nurses, were not ideal weight, right? You know, because they weren't running around and, you know, texting, and but they were sitting there doing their job, my guess. So I don't think weight is a sign of laziness. For some, it could be, but for many, it's not. But, you know, this pretty privilege is something that we've all seen our friends take advantage of if they're pretty. Sometimes we'll try to benefit. We'll try to get some, you know, if we could get some secondary effect from them being pretty. Yeah, can you give me a free drink too because I'm your friend? You know, we all take advantage of it. But the big problem with pretty privilege is eventually you're not pretty anymore. And I've seen this with a lot of my attractive friends where when they lose their looks, they feel like they lost everything. You know, when you're given good looks, you are given, I mean, a gift from God. It is, being good looking is one of the most amazing gifts. But it's temporary, and you always have to. Remember I told you my father taught me how to be handicapped with chess, you know, not having a queen? Maybe that's why my father always said, you're not good looking, get an education. Because he knew that if I did ever get some good looks, they would go, and I would need to make sure I had something else I could live on. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.